Your reaction to today's big win here at the Oval?
Delighted. It was about being, getting ourselves into the next round. Coming down here, we knew that. It's always a tough place to go in derby games, or not for the faint-hearted, that's for sure, and that's including myself as a manager, because I wanted to win desperately, not only because it was Glentoran, but to put us through in the next round. And I thought we were a better side today, make no bones about that. First half, we weren't great, but I still thought towards the end of the first half we were starting to get on top of the game. We rallied, we got ourselves in at half time, and I asked the players, have a look about the dressing room. Who do you trust in the dressing room? Who do you want to be beside you when the going gets tough? And they all responded, so side delighted.
The substitutions came just before our equaliser. So, you know, Ross Gaynor coming back gave us a big lift, didn't it?
Yeah, Ross coming on, Kirk coming on. Sometimes, again, you make decisions. Sometimes they go against you and sometimes they go for you. But today, today we got it right. And so the players responded. The players are the ones who win the match. You know, we can make as many substitutions. I can give as much advice as can, but when I cross the white line, they're the ones who win the match, and fair play to them today. They stood up to it, because it was, we come off the back of a tough week, the game at Crusaders down to 10 men, the game on Tuesday against Coleraine losing and down to 10 men. So for our lads to go 120 minutes again today and win was, you know, was obviously pleasing.
What the extra time, a lot of character to see the game out once we got to 2-1 with Andy's goal, and then he just went off. A lot of character to see the game out there, wasn't
it? Andy was struggling towards the last 5-10 minutes of the 90. And to be fair to Andy, he spoke to him and says, Andy, give us what you have. You know, and it's sometimes easy when, you know, you feel as if you've run your last your last inch in the pitch to, you know, to pack it in. But fair play to Andy, right place, right time, and big moments in cup competitions call for big players, and you know, Andy stepped up today and thankfully scored the winner, because he takes a lot of stick down here. Andy done a lot of good things down here at Glentoran, but he takes a lot of stick because he moved to Linfield. You know, so Jimmy Callagher early in the season scoring a winner, and Andy Waterworth today. So pleased.
Big game this early stage in the Irish Cup, tough game. They drew with us at Windsor, so you know, to come through a tough game in the opening round of the Cup, it gives everybody a big lift again, doesn't it?
I hope so. And again, Tuesday night was flat. You know, the players were flat, the performance was flat, the crowd were flat, because they need the players to sort of to give us a lift. But I say there's sometimes so much for me. You know, we all know what Linfield means. I know what Linfield means to the supporters and everybody else who comes and watches the matches and who can't make the matches. You know, but get behind the players, because as good or as bad as sometimes you think they are, whatever else, if I can get every last ounce out of them, like it did today, the Mulgrews today, Stephen Lawrie's, you know, battling right to the 120th minute today. So, say, and there was others today, worked their socks off, and say, get behind the players, get behind the club, and say, don't let the negativity. Everybody wants to knock this club when it's down. Everybody enjoys this club losing games. Everybody enjoys Linfield going out of cup competitions, because the fear Linfield. And I was reading the papers this week about nobody fears Linfield. Glentoran don't fear Linfield. Well, hopefully we put a marker down today, and maybe the next time we play them, maybe they will give us a wee bit more respect.
Great to send the supporters away. So happy.
Yeah, brilliant. You know, big crowd, huge crowd. And get behind the players in the second half, which they did. And say they're demanding. Once I'm a demanding manager, I demand every last ounce out of the players, and then I'll take them off when they're done. So say we can't sell ourselves short anymore. They can. They proved by going to Glenavon down to 9 men for a long part of the game, going to Crusaders down to 10 men twice this season. So you know, they proved that they're up for the fight, and hopefully it can't be 1-2 steps forward and then 2 or 3 back. I hope to take this forward towards the end of the season and keep winning games for this club.
And instituting the next round, been a tough game down in Londonderry, won't it?
Yeah, no, it certainly will. And say Institute have a reputation of producing their own younger sort of players, so they'll be given the respect as the Armaghs and the Lurgan Celtics and teams were last year. We'll have them watched, and so it's a game that we should look forward to. Preferably, we would have liked the home tie, but say we come there. Our biggest rivals, and we won today, so you know, Institute hold no fears. They'll be given the respect and everything else, but we should go down there full of confidence, and hopefully to put ourselves in the next round.
and before that it's one game at a time, and it's a bit of a rest before we go to Glenavon next Saturday.
Yeah, again, everybody knows what happened to Glenavon last time. I hope that doesn't happen this time, apart from the response and the reaction of the players. So we'll be ready. It'll be a big game. Glenavon are a good side. They've got good players, and it'll be a good game.
Well done today, David.
Thanks, Andy.